poodle. On the more sophisticated side of sales, there is the poodle. They are highly intelligent, albeit a bit highly strung, and very conscious of looking marvelous. Whether it's reality-based or only in their heads, these salespeople live and thrive in a world of flash and class. They judge books by their covers and prospects by their cars, and spend more time at the mall than they do at their desks. They wear Italian suits, buffed-out black-capped shoes or stiletto pumps, $200 neckties or expensive pearls, and drive the kinds of automobiles that valets love to park. Though they cannot always afford their life of luxury, they see all other purchases as absolutely necessary tools of the trade. The poodle will sooner call in sick than have to take public transport or make an appearance on a bad hair day. The poodle struts. While other dogs tramp, romp, and roll through their territories, the poodle prances, occasionally flashing its shiny-eyed glance toward you in an unmistakable recognition of class. They are incredibly well-connected and probably have the most extensive and exclusive network of any of the breeds. They know who's who, and they want you to know it. While most dogs bark and whine, the poodle actually speaks in a classy, distinguished tone. In a gathering of other dogs or prospects, the poodle can always be found among the tinkling of the wine glasses, holding court with comments guaranteed to sparkle with wit, wisdom, and even dry humor. They love to speak in front of groups and be the center of attention. Indeed, a poodle's sales pitch is often delivered with such style and panache that even those without a shred of factual information can sound visionary. Poodles are smooth operators. They live in the fast lane. Latest trends, newest gadgets, and hottest parties are all part of the poodle lifestyle. If appearance and first impression matter to a prospect, the poodle is the prize pooch. This breed of sales dog is constantly looking for ways to reach the most people in the simplest way. Poodles are the ultimate marketing dogs. Their abilities to market and to articulate a message can make poodles large sums of money. Poodles are great for selling big-ticket items when they can use their regal bearing to impress clients. Just don't ask them to rescue a fallen duck in the swamp, jump into a cold stream, or to be caught dead in a dark alley in an unsavory part of town. They will be socializing in more civilized circles. Because of their trainability and natural desire to be the center of attention, canine poodles have been a favorite with circuses for centuries. Sales dog poodles are also the life and soul of the party, as well as championship schmoozers. They've graduated from high school with titles of most attractive or most popular. Some of them have even maneuvered their way into earning the most likely to succeed designation. I had a friend in Tucson whom I'd run across at sales retreats around the country. He drove a 911 Targa, got courtside seats for his best clients to Phoenix Suns basketball games, wore that season's Xenia suits, and claimed to have a small harem of women swooning after him. This proved to be quite an exaggeration, as poodles are wont to do. Despite having zero sleep the night before, and still challenged by a wine-induced hangover, he would prance into the branch office looking impeccable. Prospects loved him and loved to be associated with him. And for him, there was never a shortage of prospects. He was always working hundreds of schemes simultaneously that were skillfully funneling large numbers into his lair. The guy was definitely a legend in his own mind, and his power of persuasion was impressive. Poodles are born with cell phones in their hands. They rely on them to always know what's happening. Besides, for poodles, having at least one cell phone in their ears is an important symbol of success.